This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
John is listening in Kansas. Hi, John.
Hi, Hank.
Hi.
My question, it may be simplistic in its content, but it's something I've been curious about. In Genesis, after Cain slew Abel and he was cast out, okay, God had to put a mark on him so the people he encountered wouldn't kill him. Okay, my question is, where did these other people come from if it was just Adam, Eve, Cain, and Abel?
Well, it wasn't just Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. Remember that Adam and Eve lived almost 1,000 years. That's a lot of time to multiply. Sometimes we just have a number like 1,000 roll off our lips. I think it was 930 to be exact. I don't remember the exact number of years. But anyway, that's a long time to multiply. I mean, if you think about the time between the present date at the time that Jesus Christ walked the earth, it was almost 2,000 years. So half of that is around the time that Adam and Eve had to propagate and to fill the earth, be fruitful and multiply, which is precisely what they were told to do in Genesis 1:28, be fruitful and increase in number. So while the scripture doesn't tell us where Cain got his wife, the logical implication is that he married either a sister or a niece. Now, a lot of people hearing that say, well, what about the laws that were given with respect to incest? And you got to remember that genetic imperfections accumulated gradually over time. So there was no prohibition against incest in the earliest stages of human civilization.
Yes, I understand that.
The Levitical law against incestuous relationships was given by God hundreds of years after Cain at the time of Moses. So familial relationships were preserved and birth defects were prevented as a result of that. But again, it didn't come into effect, as you indicate you're well aware of, until long after the fact.
Okay, well, that clears things up a little bit. I mean, maybe I just didn't. Maybe I should read it again or read more further into it or something. But, you know, I was just wondering about that because I have to explain these things to, like, my grandchildren.
Sure. But again, it's a very simple thing to explain. You have 1,000 years to propagate. If you look at the propagation of my family, and I haven't had that long, I can almost fill the earth myself. Okay?
Okay, Hank. Well, I appreciate your answer, man.
You got it.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.